Where with all shall a young man cleanse his ways? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. You're about to listen to the unadulterated word of God preached at the Anakazu Assembly, Sotom in the Safe Church. Reverend Ike is an ardent preacher of the word of God and has passion for young people. His regular messages, camps, conventions, conferences, and other Holy Spirit influence gatherings leaves the young person with an indelible print of the word of God and challenges them to live a holy life. And now, this is today's word.
This morning, we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your power. We thank you for bringing us here this morning to listen to your word. Your word that has power to change our lives. In Jesus' name, we pray that you give us wisdom and understanding. You teach us what we need to know. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, so take your seat for a short time. We want to learn something very important. Fanuel, put the microphone down and sit down. Fanuel, sit on your chair. Go and sit on your chair. Hila, let him sit by you. Okay. Matthew, take your Bibles and let's go to Matthew. Matthew chapter 1. So, today, what's today's date? Today is 4th December. It means that we have started Christmas, or December is actually Christmas, and Christmas is the time we set aside actually as Christians to remember the birth of Christ. So just as every one of us celebrate our birthday, it is also very important that we celebrate Jesus' birthday. And as Christians, Jesus' birthday is very important to us. Okay. I've also noticed that... What are you talking about? What type of oversized shoe is this? Why is a shoe for your ankle? Oh, it's oversized. Push paper inside so that it looks... Where's Lois? You come with mommy. Okay. And so I've noticed that most of us, the Christmas story we know is about what your teachers have taught you. And what your teachers even taught you is about what they also knew when they were taught by another teacher. But today I want us to go into the Bible and read it from the Bible so that we understand it word to word. You should be able to understand what led to the birth of Jesus Christ. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Because a lot of the Bible stories you know, sometimes from school, from school, crèche, your madam be, boss, it's okay. Take your Bible. We are doing Bible studies. Take your Bible. Some madam be in nursery who have told you about the birth of Jesus Christ. So when we ask you to narrate, you just narrate anything, anyhow for us. But I want you to understand it, because there are a lot of lessons in the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay. Matthew chapter 1. Okay. Verse 18. Let's all go there. Matthew 1 verse 18. The screen is not working. So now you have no excuse not to come to church with Bible. You must actually come to church with Bible. You must come to church as a Christian. One of the things you must have is Bible. Grace, where are you going? You can't leave your house and come here. Philip, where's your Bible? Pastor's son, you don't have a Bible. So are you sure this heaven that we are all trying to go, you go some? Then why are you here? Where is your Bible? Echo. Your friend is saying, what's your name, Kra? What is your name? Jojo. Bishop's son, you left your Bible where? You left the Bible in the reception. The reception. Go and bring it. Go and look for it and bring it. You can't do that. Otherwise, you are setting very bad, and you grow up with it. There are a lot of people in the adult church who don't come to church with Bible. And that cancer is not far from you, because one day when you graduate from this place, you go and join them and you never bring Bibles to church. Not having the Bible alone is a sign that you don't have your quiet time. And it is one of the basics of Christianity. That is why you not even understand this birth of Christ, Adam and Eve story, Jacob and Esau. You will never know them because you don't even have Bible to read in the first place. Anyway, let's do our thing. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Are we all there? Are we all there? Okay. He said, now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. When as his mother Mary was espoused to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. 19. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make a public example, was minded to put her away privily. Who has a smaller version? What version is this? NLT. Okay, so Children's Living Bible. Let me preach from it. I think it will help me. It will make you understand. The King James will not help you. Okay, so let's go. Where's your texts are very small. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Wow. It said, these are the facts concerning the birth of Jesus. His mother Mary was engaged to be married to Joseph, but while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Ghost. You see, so one of the lessons you must learn here is that Mary was a virgin. So as young people, it should be also be your aim that by the time you are married, you are a virgin. Kayla, you don't understand what I'm saying? Eh? You don't understand virgin? Class, what class? Form one, there should be able to understand where a virgin is. Are you still here with me? Yeah. So this line tells us, because there are people who don't know Jesus' mother. Jesus' mother was called Mary, and the father was called Joseph. The Bible said that, but while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Ghost. Okay. We read that an angel of the Lord appeared to Mary some time ago, and he told Mary that among all women, the Lord has found you. The Lord has chosen you. I think that Mary was doing something good. That's how come she was chosen. There must be a reason why God decided to choose Mary. Because in their time, there were other girls. But how come Mary was chosen? Have you asked yourself this question? Yes. So she became pregnant by the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost conceived in Mary. Your mother, before she gave birth to you, is not Holy Ghost. Do you know that? Grace, do you know that? Why are you looking at your brother's face? It's not Holy Ghost. Okay? Adepa, your mother, when she was giving birth to you, no angel appeared to your mother. Kayla, do you agree that no angel, did your mother tell you that some angel be appeared to her, that they are going to give birth to a girl B and the name will be called Michaela? Is that what your mother told you? No. Verse 19. Then Joseph, her fiancé, being a man of stern principles, decided to break the engagement, but to do it quietly, as he didn't want to publicly disgrace her. You see, this point is also very important. So these are two people. So in our church, we say they are beloveds. Okay, we don't say boyfriend in our church. When you grow up to a certain stage and then you are getting somebody to marry, we call the person beloved. Okay. Now, Joseph had a beloved called Mary. Now they are planning. They've started courtship and things. Dating. Do you know dating? When you grab small, they'll teach you what is dating. They started steadying themselves. Kofi, you are laughing. You know dating. They started steadying themselves. Oh, will she be a good girl? Can she cook? And can she help me as a man and all? Those are the things you'll be looking out for. All right. So, as they were doing those things, then one day, Mary came to tell Joseph that she's pregnant. And Joseph said, hey, I didn't do anything. Philip, if you were Mary, if you were Joseph, what will you do? Will you continue to marry Mary or you not marry her? Eh? You don't know what we do. Because if you were Joseph, what will you do? You leave her. Jojo, if you were Joseph, what will you do? You leave her. Echo, what will you do? You leave her. Yes, that is the mind of every man. Do you understand? Knowing very well that you didn't do anything. And she came to tell you that some Holy Spirit has made her pregnant. Oh no. So Joseph said, look, the way it is, we are just beloved. So let's just break up. Do you understand? Let's just break up. Mamiya, if you were married, what will you be thinking by that time? You too, you know you didn't do anything. One day, you see that your stomach is becoming bigger. What will you do? What will you do? If Joseph says you should break up, what will you do? You cry. Kela says she'll cry. That's one. Adipa, what will you do? You too, you cry. Grace, what will you do? Yeah, cry. So you see, Bible also told us that Joseph was a just man. So when you grow up small, okay, and you start having beloved and there are issues and you want to break up, you don't go around telling everybody, hey, this girl, she's a stupid girl. This girl, she's a fucking girl. This girl, she doesn't know how to cook. This girl, you spread bad story about the person. Bible said that, and Joseph being a just man and not willing to make a public example. Your version says that a 10 principles decided to break the engagement but to do it quietly. Quietly. Okay? And he didn't want to publicly disgrace her. Because if she wants to publicly disgrace her, it's possible. Eh? Jojo, you were Joseph. Mary came to tell you that she's pregnant. She's your beloved. You know you didn't do anything with her. What will you be thinking happened to her? She cheated on you. Yes. How many of you agree that that's all? Yes. So you tell people that this girl, she's a bad girl. She has started following other men and this thing. But you see, I want you to learn the principle here, guys. Bible said that Joseph was a just man. Joseph was what? A just man. In our dealings with our brothers and our sisters, we must learn to be just, not to make public disgrace of people. Something small, no, you want everybody to know about it. Started disgracing her, started saying spreading bad stories about her. He said he didn't want to make a public example of her. Are you still here with me? Let's go to verse 20. We are still learning about that. He said, as he lay awake considering this, he fell into a dream and saw an angel standing beside him. Joseph, son of David, the angel said, don't hesitate to take Mary as your wife, for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Ghost. And she shall have a son, and you shall name him Jesus, meaning Savior. So the name Jesus means what? Savior. So the thing worried Joseph. The day Mary came to say that she was pregnant, and Joseph knew he didn't do anything, Joseph was thinking about it. He said, what has happened? And Bible said, as he was thinking about it, he fell asleep, and he had a dream. In the dream, an angel of the Lord appeared to him. But an angel appeared to you in Jesus' name. that an angel of the Lord appeared, and the angel said that, you see, for me, when we read this Christmas story, I will always clap for, because it's a serious thing. Joseph was actually a man of faith. How many of you have slept and dreamt before? If you sleep and you dream, Jojo, you sleep and you dream that your father is not your father, but your father is Reverend Abuaji. Will you wake up and pack your things and go and stay with Reverend Abuaji? No. But Joseph slept, had a dream. An angel B said that the girl is the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit from where? And the angel also said that don't be afraid to take her as your wife. And then he woke up and suddenly he has agreed that he will continue with the marriage. Clap for Joseph. I think Joseph deserves some. Joseph has tried. So as we are celebrating Christmas, one of the heroes we must remember is Joseph. It's not just Mary and King Herod. We must also remember Joseph. Joseph has tried. Because if Joseph also disgraced Mary, I don't know how the story is going to be like. Do you understand what Joseph did? And so the Bible said that he agreed. Okay, and on top of it, the angel also said, the angel gave the name to the baby we have not born yet. The angel said, we'll call the name of the baby Jesus. And Jesus means Savior. Oh, this is too fantastic. Clap for the angel and clap also for the child within her has been conceived by the Holy Ghost, and she will have a son. So the angel is also saying that the baby that to be born, it will not be a girl, it will be a boy. This is serious. What if they gave birth and the baby is a girl? Let's continue. For he will save his people from their sins. Now, this Jesus they are coming to give birth to, his duty is to save people from their sins. So, the primary reason Jesus was born is this verse. And the name Jesus means Savior. So, you see, the name you carry has a meaning. Those of you that don't give good names, you don't have good names. All your name is Kofi. Your name is Friday. That's all your name, Friday. So you have come to the world to do Friday. That's all your name. Because we have to look for English name for you. Because the Friday there is not working. All your name is Mamiya. Mamiya, what's your English name? Adasa, when? Since when? When did you have this? And I don't know when. Last week. Then we have to do a new naming ceremony for you. Please talk to your family members. They should bring drinks. We'll do naming ceremony for you. Hadassah. So the name you have also says much about you. So when you go to secondary school, you see people with names. Somebody's name is Miss Call. Somebody's name is 50 Pesos. When we were in school, there was a guy. His nickname was Ekomba. Do you know Ekomba? Every day the boy is hungry. He's looking for food. A comba. Every day he's looking for food. So the name you put on yourself, that is how you behave. And so Jesus, which means the Savior, he has actually come into the world to save people from their sins. That's why Jesus has come. So Jesus didn't come to drill borehole. Jesus didn't come to multiply blood. Jesus didn't come to set up school. Jesus didn't come to He only came to save people from their sins. Are you understanding? That's why the church, as the church is here, the church is not into drilling borehole. The church is not a sanitation organization. The church is not a bakery. Do you understand? The church is not an educational institution. The church is there to help people or to lead people to Christ, so that when these people get to Christ, Christ will save them from their sins. I'm not really understanding why the church is there. Yeah. Let's continue. Verse 22. He said, this Christ will fulfill God's message through his prophet. 23 says, listen, the virgin shall conceive a child. She shall give birth to a son. He shall be called Emmanuel, meaning God is with us. If your name is not in the Bible, do you? Is Kofi in the Bible? He's not in the Bible. Is Mamiya in the Bible? Michaela, is it Michaela in the Bible? Philip. Philip is in the Bible. Adipa, what's your English name? Frances, any Bible. Frances, any Bible. What's your name? Joel, there's a whole book in the Bible. What's your name? Jocelyn. Jocelyn said Joseph. Yes, like small portion B is there. Caleb, there is in the Bible. Me, my name like this is in the Bible. Even my name, called Emmanuel. He said, he shall be called Emmanuel. That's it. Nice name. So make sure your names are in the Bible. Francis, dear. Verse 24. This is the action. He said, gang, 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 gang. When Joseph woke up, he did as the angel commanded. Clap for Joseph again. Hey, this Joseph man, he was a man of faith. After this Nigeria movie dream, some angel be has appeared. He said, the girl that is pregnant. Look, it's not simple to do that. A girl you have not done anything to. The girl has come to say she's pregnant. On top of it, she's saying it's the Holy Ghost. Hey, Joseph has tried. It's the Holy Ghost. Now you told the girl that it's okay. If it's the Holy Ghost, you go to the Holy Ghost. And let the Holy Ghost, when you born, then let the Holy Ghost do the naming ceremony and everything. Then Joseph went to sleep. Then he says some angel has appeared. How many of you have dreamt of an angel before? Hey, Philip, when? Hey, what did the angel tell you? And you are still here. What did the angel say? talk, what did the angel say? You saw an angel. How did you know it was an angel? Mami, I also dreamt of an angel. What did he tell you? I saw him. Oh, wonderful. When we close, lay hands on that so that maybe tonight we can also. Then the angel said that this Mary girl, no, is the Holy Ghost. The same thing Mary said, that it was the Holy Ghost. The angel too came to say it's the Holy Ghost. Then the angel on top of it said that the baby that will be born will be a boy. And the boy, they should call him Jesus. And the name Jesus means Savior. And the reason this boy will be born is to save people from their sins. All this thing, Joseph is able to remember in one dream. Then when Joseph woke up, Joseph went to tell Mary that it's okay. Come back. Hey. No. Kofi, if it were you and you wake up like this, Nigeria dream, Nigeria movie dream, what will you be thinking? You still live here. Me too, if it were me like that, you know, I would do. Frances, if it were you that you were married and Joseph said you should break up and he went to sleep, had a dream and he said you should come back, will you come back? Did you come back? Hey, I'm as well, partly. So you see, all the thing is because God has actually planned it. That is why you can't do much about it. Let's continue. Verse 24. He said, and when Joseph woke up, he did as the angel commanded and brought Mary home to be his wife. Wow. Joseph has tried. But she remained a virgin until her son was born. And Joseph named him Jesus. Wow. Clap for Joseph. Think today the spotlight is on Joseph. Joseph has tried. Joseph was able to remember the name he was given and all that. And truly, he named the child Joseph. How do you call it? He named the child Jesus. Meaning, Savior. And he's supposed to save people from their sins. I think Joseph deserves some rounds of applause again. Yeah. So today, one of the heroes we are talking about or we are learning about in the Christmas story is Joseph. Because a lot of us forget about his contribution towards Jesus' birth. Many people, when they are talking about Christmas, it's King Herod, the three wise men, who again, Mary, the shepherd. Even there is a song, while shepherds were their flock, but there is no song about Joseph. But you see, in all, if Joseph had decided that, look, it's okay, go. If Joseph was Kofi, that's it. Because even Kofi said that, even after the dream, because me, if it were me, if I had that dream, I would think that maybe I ate too much the previous night. Or, do you know that sometimes, when you are thinking about something and you sleep, you dream about that thing. So I'll be thinking that maybe the thing, you know, it has pained Joseph, because it will pain you. Your beloved, somebody that, if maybe you are in the church, everybody knows that this girl is your beloved. You have even gone to register. You say you are married. You are doing marriage counseling in the church. Oh, then one day, after a few months, the girl is pregnant. And the people in the church will be gossiping about Joseph. Say, hey, Brajo, no. Maybe Brajo too is a shepherd. Oh, he is a basenta leader. And Mary was in the choir. Say, hey. So they come and lead prayer. Oh, they are doing things. And you see, it's just like a normal place. People will be gossiping. You see, it's like a lot of things were not written. But by all means, there will be people who will be gossiping. Say, hey, Mary. All this thing is just to make sure that, look, a certain embarrassment was coming. And Bible said that Joseph was a just man. I want us to learn to behave like Joseph. Not to make public show of people. Look, if you and somebody, your relationship is over, let it be over. Don't go around. Hey, you see this girl? You see this girl? She's a devil. You see this boy? He's no good. Some of you, if your relationship with somebody is over, you try to spread bad stories about the person. But let us learn to become like Joseph. The other thing that we must also learn from Joseph was that Joseph was obedient. He was able to obey what the angel said. Bible says when he woke up, he took all that the angel commanded him. Many of you sleep and dream. But when you wake up, you don't take the dream seriously. True of us. You don't take the dream seriously. But Joseph took the dream seriously. He told himself that, look, this thing, if the angel has said it, I have to do it. Yeah. And this is not the only role Joseph played, though. Look, at the point when King Herod was trying to kill the baby, the angel appeared again that take the child and run away. And he did it. So one of the heroes worth celebrating in the Christmas story is Joseph. Bible says categorically that he was a just man. Joseph was a just man. That statement should stay with you. You should be a just man. You should be a just woman. Yeah. You see, like I was saying, it was a very painful experience. I'm sure Mary will cry, like the way Grace said she will also cry. Yes, your beloved. And you see, by that time, Joseph maybe will be accusing Mary. You have some other boy be somewhere. And Mary will be saying, I don't have any boy. You are the only mosquito in my mosquito net. Then Joseph will say, oh, Fioko, if I'm the only mosquito, how come you are pregnant? This pregnancy, I'm telling you, is the Holy Spirit. That when he said that, then Joseph will say, Holy Spirit, my foot. And then the Holy Spirit. Which Holy Spirit? Are we not in the same church? Which Holy Spirit are you talking about? But Bible said that he was a just man. He didn't make a public show. He didn't make a public... Hey, Charlie, since you finished school, then your hair is plenty. When you were writing this BC, your hair was 2 centimeters. Now it has become 1 meter. Hey, my boy, how are you?
I'm fine.
Are you still here with me? Yeah. So I want us to learn this lesson from Joseph. Okay. Let's continue a bit and then we'll close. All right. Now, chapter 2. So after verse 24, we are moving to chapter 2, verse 1. Bible said Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod. So this is another person who is coming on the scene, King Herod. We all know about him. The wicked King Herod. King Herod. Jesus was only born in the era of King Herod. And what happened? At about that time, some astrologers from eastern lands arrived in Jerusalem, asking, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the far eastern land and have come to worship him." When Jesus was born, his star was seen. All of us sitting down here, we have stars. And your star will shine brighter and brighter. Say amen. Yeah, we all have stars. You are actually a star. As you are sitting down here, you are a star on your own. Right, star. Say, some astrologers. Who is an astrologer? Yes. Somebody who studies that. Hey, you attend international school. They don't teach you this thing. The teacher is God, they don't mind. They teach you local things. Wow. Amen. Yeah. So another person will be studying next week is King Herod. But today, our spotlight is on Joseph. May we learn to become like Joseph. I say, may we learn to become like Joseph. He was a just man. He was an obedient man. He was a man who has patience. Because if it were these are modern day boys, they will not agree. Hey, madam, I say pack and leave. But what do you mean by Holy Ghost? Holy Ghost impregnated you. Holy Ghost. Then you go and tell his boys, look at this girl. Is there Holy Ghost? Have you even seen the Holy Ghost? Do you understand? But in all, Bible said that he kept the faith. He was obedient. As the angel appeared to him in the dream, he obeyed what the angel said. And through it all, he stood by Mary till the baby was born. And when the baby was born, he named the baby Jesus. He could have chosen another name. Because all of us, if our wives are pregnant, we have names in our heads that we want to give to our children. Names like Kofi. That your name, then we have to tell your father that we shouldn't do a name. We have to. Don't you like any Christian name? Well, look at you. Your whole name is Friday. Ah, no, Kofi, me, I won't allow. We must give you even next 2 weeks. Next 2 weeks is when we are doing our carols. Yeah, we'll give you a Christian name. So you have to choose one. Come and tell us. Or we choose one for you. We choose one for you. We'll do naming for you. So we'll be doing naming ceremony for Kofi. There'll be drinks and pie. Come early. There'll be drinks and pie. Else you don't think we should do naming ceremony for? You think we should do? Hey, Kofi, you don't like any name. You think you read the Bible and get us one. And get us a new time, but because the Friday there, it's not a good thing. You see, your sister, even Kezia has a nice name. Kezia is in the Bible. Kezia was one of the daughters of Job. Kezia and Grace, Panuel, sit down. Panuel is also in the Bible. So you realize that at the point when Jesus was born, there was a woman they call Anan the prophetess. Now this Anna the prophetess, she was waiting to see baby Jesus born. Do you understand? Now the Anna the prophetess, the father was called Phanuel. Yeah, it's also in Luke chapter 2. So get a name that is in the Bible, it will help all of us. Alright. Hey, You people, we've been talking about this before you are coming. All these people, they say they want to go to heaven. No. They seriously want to end up in heaven. Papa Kofi. They even add Papa to the name. We have to get a Christian name for all of you. Is that clear? So as you live your life, ask yourself a few questions. That if you were in the position of Joseph, what would have been your reaction? Do you understand? What would have been your reaction? And I'm still saying that Joseph is the least talked about when it comes to Christmas. Nobody talks about him in a certain way. But I believe that guy, he has tried. He has done well. His contribution to the birth of Jesus is great. And he's worth celebrating. We must clap for him. We must celebrate him because Joseph has done well. That part that said that he was a just man and not willing to make a public disgrace of Mary, that statement alone carries weight. Because many people love to make a public disgrace of the other person. Even you, your friends that you are in the class with, your friend or somebody you eat with, when there's a problem, you want to make a public disgrace of the person. Have you seen this person? This. You spread bad story about the person. But anytime that temptation occurs to you, remember the life of Joseph. Remember the case of Joseph in the life of Mary. What he did. He kept quiet. He decided that if I'm going to break up with Mary, then I must do it privately. Privately. And one day all of you grow up and you have beloveds. Not all of you, your beloveds will work out. Sometimes you have to break up. When you are breaking up, break up quietly. Madam, I think the thing is not working between us. Okay, let's part ways. Go here, I also go here. It's been a pleasure being with you as my beloved. We are still friends, but we cannot continue on this road again. Let's end it over here. That's it. As some people do, change your status. Fear women and live long. fear women and live. You see, and some of these things, it brings unforgiveness. There are people who have not forgiven the other person. Just relationship, they can't forgive the other person. And yesterday I was in Awusha, I was preaching. I was telling that the reason why Ghana lost the match was because of unforgiveness and revenge. Is it 10 years or 12 years ago? You still cannot forgive Uruguay. And then we are going to revenge. We have revenge and the two of us all are out. It's like the whole game was on Suarez. It's like we would do. You see, and when I analyze the thing, look at Portugal. Portugal scored Ghana. Portugal scored Uruguay. Do you understand? Ghana scored South Korea. And then I think Uruguay, did they score South Korea or it was a draw? It was a draw. But these South Korea people that Portugal and Ghana were able to, they rather scored Portugal. Unforgiveness is not good. Unforgiveness. The whole thing, Luis Suarez, when Suarez get ball, about 90 Ghana players are all around the guy. Unforgiveness, it will not send you far. So Joseph decided, look, I will let go. When the angel spoke to him, at the point when somebody speaks to you, it's okay. Oh, this. I've agreed. I'm sure God sent the angel to speak to Joseph. That look, don't worry, everything that is happening, it is the Lord that is actually arranging things. Okay, don't let you see, because it's a difficult situation. No, everybody will talk about it. Stand up, you stand up, Grace, stand up. This is Joseph, this is Mary. We are all in the church. All of us know that this boy, his beloved, is this girl. And then one day we came to church, this girl is pregnant. How many of you in the church, you gossip? Lift up your hand, including myself. Who all gossip? This boy plays the organ, and this one, she sings before I preach. Week after week, the stomach is coming. When we ask her, she says because she overate this morning. Every day she overate. Now, the thing has become like this. How many of you know that you gossip about Joseph? You say, Brajo. assistant pastor near. So that when you see him, they say, Jojo, Ojo, Ojo. But in your head, you are mocking him. Yeah. So Joseph endured a lot. It's not as easy as it was written in the Bible like that. How many of you will gossip about Mary again? If Mary is in your sky, choir rehearsals, please give way to the pregnant people to sit down. Sarcastic comment and things. And she's trying to explain to you people that, look, I didn't do anything. How many of you will not believe that she didn't do anything? How can you get pregnant and come and tell us that you didn't do anything? Even Christian will not believe you. Christian, will you believe her? No. Hey, you didn't do it. Hey, your stomach is big. By this time, as we are all sitting down here, we all know what happens for people's stomach to become big. We all know. We all know. Christian, you don't know what happens. You know what people do. Philip, do you know what people do before their stomachs become big? Yes, sit up. You know what people do. Then this girl will come and tell us that it's the Holy Ghost. Look at how you are even laughing. Sometimes you'll be passing, you see, I know. Holy Ghost. Very sarcastic comments and all that. But the two of them, they endured. Joseph endured the mockery. See, this thing, so at the point, Joseph will be wondering, so the dream, was it a real angel or it's just my mind? Am I sure some angel be appeared to me? But truly, it was an angel that appeared to me. May we live our lives like Joseph, and may we be just people, young people. May we be just. When something happens in your house, don't spread it to people. Some of you, something happens in your house, no, all your classmates are aware. Your father has bought a new fridge. Everybody in your school is aware they brought new fridge to the house. You spread this around. May the Lord help us. In Jesus' name, amen. Clap for Jesus and stand to your feet. Oh, your clapping is very weak. Are you clapping for Joseph? Yeah. Clap for him. I think Joseph has tried. I think so. He has tried. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your blessings. Father, we thank you for the Christmas story. We are learning about the heroes of Christmas. And today, it's been Joseph. We have learned wonderful lessons from Joseph. Father, we pray that you give us this attitudes of Joseph. You give us these qualities of Joseph that will help us in our daily lives, in our relationship with other people. We ask the Lord, let the Christmas story, let your birth be meaningful to us. Let the understanding of your birth, oh God, come alive to us as young people. May we know it and may it be beneficial to us. We thank you, Holy Spirit. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's welcome Kofi.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
This has been the unadulterated word of God with Reverend Ike. God bless you for listening to this message. We believe you have been transformed. Join us again next time. Have a blessed week.